and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones, and the news today comes from Richard Lockhead speaking at the Turriff Show. He announced a new Scottish beef scheme which will be introduced from the new year in 2012. This is to ensure that payments to farmers will continue until the new Common Agricultural Policy regulations come into force. In his announcement, Richard stated that the scheme payments are aimed mainly towards smaller farms on the hills and other less favoured areas where agricultural conditions are very poor. It's to replace the Scottish beef calf scheme, which has to be abolished under the CAP legislation. These smaller herds will benefit by getting payments for the first 10 calves born at 3 times the rate for any subsequent calf. This idea also follows the recommendations of the PAC inquiry. Now, back to the Nairn Show, which saw last Saturday a record crowd in recent times. That's over 5,000 visitors flock through the gates. We caught up with machinery dealer Alistair Young from Dunfail near Forres, who as usual was hosting an impressive-looking stand. And I asked him if he thought farming in general was in as good a shape as it appeared to be on the surface.
Very good, really. Been a really good year, especially on the grassland machinery. Tractor sales have been very good as well. So overall, everybody seems to be quite a buoyant mood.
So some of this extra cash that's coming into the cattle and sheep industry is finding its way through to yourself, is it?
Yes, definitely. Sales have probably been the best we've ever had.
And what are farmers investing in at the moment?
Bigger equipment. New balers have been especially good this year.
When you say new balers, what are we looking at?
Well, McHale last year took out a new belt baler, which has proved to be very, very popular. In fact, we can't get any more. They're sold out. We could do with an hour 4 or 5 to fulfil our orders for this year.
And the tractors, do they just carry on getting bigger and bigger, Alistair?
I really think tractors can't get much bigger now, but the average horsepower size is increasing all the time, even through some of the stock farmers now who are moving into bigger tractors.
What would your average tractor be that you'd be putting onto a stock farm?
Our average stock tractor would be 130 horsepower.
Big as that now?
Yeah.
And do a lot of farmers go for loaders?
Most of our 130 horsepower stock tractors are 4-cylinder with a loader, and they're now 50k gearboxes.
So it seems as though farmers are investing in the future, and one or two we spoke to remarked that if they didn't invest now, who knows when their turn might come round again. But from me, that's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 as usual, when we'll be looking forward to the Black Isle Show, right here on MFR Farming.